being in a jubilee year, being in this jubilee year, has placed before our minds and hearts the image of the pilgrimage. The theme of the year is Pilgrims of Hope, and so we've been reminded many times already that we are pilgrims of hope. Well, what happens when we don't have hope? Well, we're still pilgrims. We're not getting anywhere. We're just complaining. Today's first reading gives us a great example of what this looks like. In fact, this is taken from the kind of the prototype of all pilgrimages, the Exodus, the journey of the chosen people from slavery in Egypt to the Promised Land. The pilgrimage is everything in between, slavery and the Promised Land. And it's a difficult journey. It's a difficult pilgrimage. It was difficult for them, it's difficult for us. That's the way it is in a fallen world. If we have the idea that now that we're dedicated to Jesus Christ, or now that we're following the commandments, or now we're doing everything right, that life will be easy, no, that's not what the scriptures tell us. It's difficult for the just and the unjust. Anyway, here's the children of Israel. They're on their way to the Promised Land, but they're right now in the desert. And it says, with their patience worn out by the journey, the people complain against God and Moses. And this is exactly what happens. Our patience gets worn out by the journey. Things don't go the way we want them to go, the way we expected them to go, and we start to wonder whether we should be on this journey at all. Now, as I said at the beginning, we're pilgrims of hope. When we don't have hope, well, then we're just stuck in the desert with nothing. It doesn't make it better to give up hope. Here are the people in the first reading who, once they complain, once they turn against the very guidance that they need to make progress, once they give up hope, well, then they open themselves to the bite of these serpents. It's the result of their own complaining. It's not that God wants to send serpents, but when people stop journeying and start complaining, they reap the consequences of those terrible decisions. And this is what happens. Now, it works. The people wake up and say, oh, now what are we doing? What are we complaining? And then they turn to, they're humbled. They turn to Moses and say, please pray to the Lord. And he does. And then Moses is given this very, very strange instruction of making a bronze serpent and mounting it on a pole, which seems to be a violation of the very thing he was told when he received the commandments. Don't make any molten images. Don't make any graven images. Don't make images. Well, the Lord told him to make an image, and he did it. And whenever anyone looked at the bronze serpent, anyone who had been bitten looked at the bronze serpent, he recovered. Very strange, but it worked. Now, we know that images like this from the Old Testament are preparations for what is to come. They didn't know this. They just knew this is what God said, and this is what they did, and it worked. It was Jesus who pointed out that he himself is the fulfillment of that image of the serpent raised up on the pole, Jesus on the cross. And Jesus many times speaks about being lifted up. Today's gospel is another example of it. When you lift up the Son of Man, then you will realize that I am. When you lift up the Son of Man. Now, lifting up can mean lots of things. It can mean lifting up in crucifixion, can mean lifting up in glory, it can be lifted up in faith, it means putting our faith in him, all of those. But the key thing is Jesus. Jesus is the solution to the problem of sin. In today's gospel, Jesus is speaking to people who are having a hard time putting their faith in him. And so he says to them a number of times, you're going to die in your sin. you are going to die in your sin. What a terrible thing to say. Why does he say that? He's putting before their face the consequence of their own sinful choices. It's like putting the serpent up in front of them on the pole. Say, look what you're doing to yourself. And if you look at this with humility and repentance, and you lift me up as the solution to this problem, then you won't die in your sin. I mean, the whole purpose of saying you will die in your sin is to get them to turn from that self-destructive path and be saved. He's talking about this, and he's saying, I am, and you'll die in your sin. And then they say, well, who are you? Who are you to say a thing like that? And then he says, if you want to know who I am, you have to know I come from the Father. And I do only what the Father told me to do. I say only what the Father has given me. And when you lift up the Son of Man, then you'll realize that I am. And you will realize that you'll come to know the Father. So what this difficult gospel passage is preparing us for is, of course, next week. Here we are, fifth week of Lent. And we are on the pilgrimage to Jerusalem, where Jesus will be lifted up on the cross. Now, I know all of our images, including our image of Jesus on the cross, they're all covered by purple cloth now. So it's a little bit ironic to say we lift him up. Well, we lifted up some cloth to hide him. Not really to hide him, but to interiorize our looking at him. Simply looking at a cross isn't enough. We have to recognize what that means inside. So when we can't see him, well, then we start to ponder more deeply. This is, I think, part of the reason for the hiding of the images or the covering of the images in the purple cloth. It almost forces us to be more interior. We have less to see out there. It's like going into a desert. When we go into the desert, well, there's nothing to see. It's just sand. Well, then we deal with the inner life. It's something like that. It's a Lenten practice. But the point is, Jesus is the solution. Jesus on the cross is the solution. Jesus who manifests before us our sin. It's like the bronze serpent. It's like saying, this is what you're doing to yourself. This is the offense. Now take a look at it and repent. And wonderful as it is, God uses the very thing that is wrong to right the situation. He puts sin on display, takes it on himself, and says, okay, you think that's going to defeat me? It won't. I'll take it all on. Hang up a crucifix and see. Every sin is going to be overcome by my being lifted up on the cross. Then you will realize I am. You will realize I am God. I am the Savior. I am the victor over sin and death. And once we realize that, then we won't die in our sins. That's what the whole purpose of this is. So just like God didn't want the people, his chosen people, to die in the desert. He didn't want them to die of being bitten by the serpents. He doesn't want us to die of the bite of sin. He doesn't want us to give up on the pilgrimage. He's giving us hope again. Hope. Don't give up. Don't settle into complaining. Yes, we recognize things go wrong, but that shouldn't stop us. It should just deepen our trust in him. We on our own, well, we can't make it. But if we put our trust in the I am, then we have hope. So let us continue the journey of hope, the pilgrimage of hope, because we have a real reason for hope in our salvation. That is Jesus on the cross.